This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization should soon get results from clinical trials it is conducting of drugs that might be effective in treating COVID-19 patients. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday the organization expects results from its solidarity drug trials within the next few weeks. Mike Ryan, the head of the WHO's emergencies program, said it would not be wise to predict when a vaccine could be ready against COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus that has killed more than 500,000 people.
No vaccine is far enough advanced to be able to predict whether or not there will be a clinical signal of efficacy. Some of the results of early tests are hopeful.
WHO officials also defended their response to the virus that emerged in China last year, saying they had been driven by the science as the pandemic developed. This weekend will test Americans' discipline as they face the July 4th holiday with an outbreak of the coronavirus. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Confirmed infections have been rising since the last holiday weekend, as many Americans escaped quarantine over Memorial Day. The nation set another record today with 52,300 newly reported cases. They're climbing in 40 states.
We cannot risk going backwards.
Chicago Public Health Chief Allison Arwady is urging Americans to celebrate safely at home instead of at barbecues and beaches. In South Carolina,
this is a Category 6 hurricane of illness.
And Dr. Stan Wilson says there's no evacuating. People need to stay in place. If they don't, they must wear masks and keep their distance from others. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A Turkish court has opened the trial in absentia of two former aides of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and 18 other Saudi nationals over the 2018 killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkish prosecutors are seeking life prison terms for the defendants, who have all left Turkey. Saudi Arabia has rejected Turkish demands for the suspects' extradition and put some of them on trial in the kingdom. The proceedings have been widely criticised as a whitewash, with Jamal Khashoggi's family later announcing they've forgiven his killers. The trial in Turkey will be closely watched for possible new information, including the whereabouts of the late columnist's remains. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The British government said it will end coronavirus quarantines for people arriving in England from more than 50 countries, including Germany, France, Spain, and Italy, but not the United States. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
The move, due to come in from July 10th, clears the way for millions of British tourists to take summer holidays without having to be quarantined when they come home. But those heading back from higher-risk countries will still have to self-isolate for 14 days. The rules only apply in England. Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland have not announced plans to lift quarantine rules. The full list of countries has not been published yet. The US will stay on a so-called red list. British Transport Secretary Grant Shapps said there is no reciprocal arrangement in place with the US as of yet. The government said it expected countries on the quarantine-free list to relax their own restrictions for British travelers.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. A Florida expert on viral outbreaks says she's concerned that 4th of July activities will make the situation in the United States even worse. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
With 40 of the 50 states now seeing an increase in coronavirus infections, epidemiologist Dr. Mary Jo Trepka at Florida International University says she's especially concerned about 4th of July parties, urging everyone to wear masks and avoid congregating in groups. Similar advice is coming from Vice President Mike Pence, who visited Florida yesterday.
Wash your hands, practice good hygiene, wear a mask.
This 4th of July, many public beaches are closed to prevent big crowds. Fireworks have been canceled, although they're on in the nation's capital. Even the Nathan's famous 4th of July International Hot Dog Eating Contest will be held in a private location to keep spectators off the Coney Island Boardwalk. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You can find more on our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.